finished for today, so we're going to refer back to our first one and go through the list again. And our first public hearing was subdivision 2022-22, St. George's Terrace.
Anybody have any further discussion on this?
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to defer 2022-22 St. George's Terrace for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-22 St. George's Terrace. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was the subdivision 2023-09 Lorraine Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to motion to defer 2023-09 Lorraine Brown.
Okay. A second.
All right. Any discussion before we call the question? You want anything to want to
bring that up?
Yeah, I mean, we just need to look at, we got to sort out, you know, sort of what exists on there, and you guys need to think about, you know, it sounds like maintenance agreements directing where the road would go with an easement if you're inclined. I like Mr. Whitehouse's team to sort of look at between the buffering and the ag setback, you know, if the lot's even buildable.
Make sure we're not creating a problem.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the survey indicates that it would leave approximately 45 feet of width top to bottom, which is more than plenty for a mobile home.
Okay, it'd have to be, I think we said a double wide, but still.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's check it. Let's take our time and try to get it right and come up with something that can serve everybody's interests. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2023-09 Lorraine Brown. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use 2403 Blue Hen Rental Company LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move to defer conditional use 2413 Blue Hen Rental Company LLC for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, any further discussion before we call the question?
Further discussion?
Okay, all right then. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2413, Blue Hen Rental Company LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, our next item was conditional use number 2445, Deems Trucking Incorporated.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to defer conditional use 2445 Deems Trucking Incorporated for further consideration.
A second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2445 Deems Trucking Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, for those of you who are still here, the when we defer action on something, what that means is that it gives the commission's staff and attorney time to do some research, to properly construct a motion that fully reflects the wishes of the commission on a particular application, and it will be on. Usually it's on the next agenda. Now the next agenda will not be until the end of March now, because the March 6th meeting is not going to happen. So there will be the next meeting will be on the 20th. March 20th. It will very likely be on the agenda for the March 20th meeting. That is not a public hearing, that's just a public meeting. You are welcome to come and listen to, you know, to what is said, and to witness whatever happens. And this is a recommendation that we make to county council. County council has the final say, so you will have another
Mr. Wheely, this one though,
oh no, that's right,
on the brown one, on brown it's a subdivision.
It's a subdivision. We're the last word on that. So I'm sorry, that's right. Yeah. On the brown we are the deciders on that. So but there, at the earliest it could be on an agenda is March 20th. So just keep watching the website or whatever and see if it's on. And but the whole deferral thing, people sometimes get very concerned. Well, it's really just to give us time to do what we need to do. So, all right, that being said, we have one item of business left today, and that is the update on planned upgrades